Welcome to Alpha Unleashed with your host, Nadine Hatzidoulios-McGill. In this series, Nadine will teach you how to tap into your alpha zone, harness its power, increase your self-esteem, and live a powerful, confident life. And now, here's your host, Nadine Hatzidoulios-McGill.
Welcome to Alpha Unleashed, Episode 7, Land in Your Alpha Zone. I am your host, Nadine Hatzidoulios-McGill, self-esteem expert and seminar leader. Today, I have a guest with me, Hong Wang. Thank you for coming, Hong.
Thank you for inviting me, Nadine. It's such an honor.
And I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule to fit this interview in.
Pleasure is all mine, dear.
Can you tell us a little bit of yourself and how you and I met?
Sure. My name is Hong Wang. I live in Calgary. I'm a realtor, a mother, and soon to be published author. We met when I was going through a crisis in my life. In 2015, I separated with my husband. It was a very tough time for me. I think I can say it was the hardest time for me in my life. Because that year I turned 50 years of age. I have been married for 27 years. My husband was my first love. I met him when I was 13 years old. And we have two great children. So I was not prepared for this to happen. So I was introduced to Mark Franz and took his program Thinking into Results. And after the program finished, Mark created groups of students to continue to work with us through video conferences. And you and I were in the same group. We were a group of five. So we met weekly and chat, and it has been a wonderful and indispensable part of my life.
Good. I'm glad for that. I'm finding the same thing, and it's none of us like to miss our weekly calls. Unfortunately, sometimes we have to, but I know we all really find it beneficial to be in that mastermind group together. So I want this podcast to be about giving yourself permission to be who you are after overcoming divorce, especially in midlife, because in midlife, we get to the place where we think we have everything set, we're doing what we want to do, and then something like divorce happens, and it's a great big upheaval in our life, and we have to start all over again. And I want this to be about creating the space that you want, a person wants, in order to find their footing again and manifest what they want in their life from that point on. And can you talk about how manifestation and what we talk about in our mastermind group has helped you with that healing?
Yes. So I separated in October 2015 and got divorced in last year. So these three painful years really is hard 3 years. And you and everyone in our group and everything we learn and talk about together has been the most important part of my healing and growth. I'm truly grateful for having you. Thank you, Nadine. So I said it is the most important part of my healing is because I really didn't go through traditional therapy, counseling, because I am a little bit stubborn. I didn't believe pouring out your guts to strangers. So a little bit of background. I grew up in China. I was 28 when I came to Canada. And back in China, I studied philosophy in university. So in that time, in that era in China, most of what I learned, studied in philosophy was very left-sided communism ideology, which is based on materialism. So basically, what I was taught and what I was almost hardwired to believe is that our mind is the product of the material world we are living in. Our environment, mold our thoughts. So I remember you know, how the books I read hardly ridicule opposing theories such as I think, therefore I am. So you can imagine the idea of manifesting is something I will have to work very hard to accept. And you must remember that many times I had thoughts. I'm very vocal for that. So for me, it has been a journey of learning. I have to say it is a process of paying attention, be mindful to my thoughts, my mind, my desire, being mindful of myself, being current, being, just simply being, and be aware of my goal is what got me through and pulled me through those hard times. I don't think I'm done with it yet. I don't know how to evaluate or whatever, because that's probably the only thing that I've done and I came out all right, right? And I'm happy now. So I think it is the most effective thing that helped me.
Let's just talk about evaluating for a minute, because I remember you saying it was about, 3 weeks ago that you were thinking about how far along you've come in your healing. And you said to yourself, which you shared with us later, you said, I was standing in this room and I thought, I'm about 80% healed. And then you thought, well, why am I only 80%? And what happened after that? Do you remember?
I certainly do. It was so funny. So yeah, we were in this seminar and we were going through table, introduce each other. And one of the questions was what have you overcome, right? And where you're at. So that's what I thought. I thought, okay, I'm 80%. And then I thought, wait a minute. So I put 80% skills on. Why is it not 100%? Who is to say I'm 80% or 100% or 1,000%? Who? That would be me. So what is stopping me to completely free myself? Me. So I remember I came out and then, and later I said, Nadine, you wouldn't believe this realization I just had. I declare now I'm totally free. I'm 100% healed.
And it had nothing to do with the material world.
Absolutely not.
No, it had to do with you and your thoughts and what you want to happen.
Absolutely. Cause you can't put your feelings, your mind into a scale and then say, hey, look, you're up 80%, right? No. So it's completely mind thoughts.
And so I thought it was really fitting to interview you because you are a realtor and realtors help people find the space they want to live in. So the home that they want to exist in. So I thought it couldn't be any more perfect because we're talking about finding the space that you want to exist in as well. And I know there's thousands of women who are in your shoes who find themselves divorced after decades of marriage. And I know you can offer advice about finding themselves again after that upheaval. That was one reason. And the other reason that I wanted to interview you is because of what I just said. You help people find their space, literally, in the material world. And it is such a coincidence that this is all happening right now. And I just want you to give words of encouragement to women who have gone through and are going through a divorce.
Sure. Yeah. It's all divine work, right, Nadine? So I think the most important thing I would say is to trust yourself. Never lose faith for yourself. You are going to go through and you are going to be all right. Not just all right, but better, stronger, happier. You are going to find happiness again. So needless to say, like you said, it is very hard for women to not self-doubt in crisis like divorce, especially those who have been married for 20, 30 years. For them, the family they just lost were everything they have ever had. They have worked decades. That's what they work for, to build, to raise. And that life was the only life that they knew about. And they're in an age where they're planning for retirement, looking forward to be empty nesters. So divorce turns their world upside down. They are bound to be felt among many other things lost. And that's certainly my case. So everything I said was how I felt. But everything has to go through everybody. Everyone has to go through the process, just like a caterpillar has to struggle itself out of the cocoon to become a butterfly. But it, so there's no replacement. Nobody can live your pain. But just hold the blind faith that you're going to be fine. And I also have a secret to tell. I found helping others really helped me in that regard. Because what I do as a realtor, like you said, I literally help people find their living space. Literally, everybody needs a shelter over their head. So because what I do as a realtor, I am always helping my clients in all aspects of buying and selling their homes. And their homes is one of the biggest investments they ever made in their lives as a family. So I'm always giving advice, offering opinion, waiting on pros and cons and how to choose, how to make decisions, answering questions, providing services. All of this above are wonderful reminders that I am worthy, I am valuable, I am an expert, people trust me, and they benefit from my services. So I remember one summer afternoon after a restless night and lots of crying, I put eyes on my face and my puffy eyes, and I went out showing. And my client was a mother, came from China on a short trip buying a condo for her daughter who's studying in the university. So you can imagine everything, little things, big things, everything about buying a property in Canada was strange for her. And we came out great. We found a great little condo for her daughter. She was happy. The girl's happy. And they were all grateful. And we're still close friends today. So that makes me realize that no matter how low you think yourself are at life, no matter how helpless and how powerless it looks like, no matter how sad you are, you can always help someone else. There's always someone needs your help and you can help. And helping them is the best thing you can do because it helps you. So what you give comes back to you in that sense.
You have said some very, very powerful things. I want to go back for a minute. You said nobody can live your pain. And it's like the process of the caterpillar turning into the butterfly. And a lot of people think, you know, especially little kids when they're watching that process, sometimes they do it in science class or they see it out in nature and they want to help the butterfly out of the cocoon. And the minute that you do, it destroys the butterfly.
Yeah, I know. They come out now red and they die, right? They couldn't fly, basically. They couldn't fly.
Right. Right. And it's the same with childbirth. It's the same with the childbirth, with mothers giving birth, the child going through the canal. It's the same thing in that the child, it helps the mother and the baby more when the baby is born that way because they have to squeeze through that passage and it squeezes the liquid out of the lungs so that the baby is then born to breathe in air. And people don't realize that. And so when you say you have to live through your pain, that is so true. And it is so helpful because we always want to get rid of our pain. We always want to mask it.
I know. It's a huge problem in our society. We wanted to avoid pain and at our cost, people go to, you know, drugs, you know, or other things, but they don't realize this is living. This is part of living and you can avoid it. If you do something will go wrong. The result is not very good.
So true. The other thing that you said was when people are buying homes, it's the biggest investment they're probably making in their lives. And to equate that to what we're talking about, you are your biggest investment.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, and that comes to my next point, Nadine, is so true. And so my second suggestion will be take good care of yourself. Give yourself some self-love. To that end, I would recommend your book, Nadine. Your book, What's Self-Love Got to Do With It? So many women, myself included, have been completely absorbed by the role of mother and wife that we neglect ourselves. So I have a good story to tell. When I was little, when my baby girl was little, we got invited to a family friend's, and this, his grandmother, the host grandmother, you can imagine, old frail lady just sitting there watching me fussing about make a plate for my little baby. She was in a high chair. She's about a year old. So I have to pick what she can eat and blah, blah, blah. So she said, "Hong, are you going to make yourself a plate?" I look at her smile. And I was just like, "Oh, old lady, can you not see I'm busy?" And then so when everybody's sitting down, I don't have a plate in front of me. And she said that again, "Hong, my dear, go make yourself a plate." So I knew then and there she's sending me a message. And I thought about that very often, but did I stop and pay attention to me, myself? I don't think so. I neglected myself. So one of the things I did after the shock of knowing my husband was having an affair was, and it might sound silly, but it's true. So because I know it was my self-preservation mechanism at work. Anyways, so I went to Victoria's Story store and bought a whole bunch of bras and lingeries, spent hundreds of dollars. So, I mean, that's something that is purely for me, right? That's probably, the only thing I can think of, something for me. So I never owned expensive bras like that before. Are you kidding me? $50 a bra, $80 a flimsy nightgown. But if that's what takes me to cope, it's okay. So, invest in yourself. Have a facial, go to spa, buy expensive lingeries. You never would. You're worth it, and they are worth it. I mean, invest in building your mind, growing mind is also another great, great, great investment you can do. So my next point will be, you can't do this alone. I have to say, if it takes a village to raise a child, it also takes a village to help you go through a divorce. You need to create a supporting environment for yourself. Find like-minded people, positive people, seek professional advice, invest in yourself, read a book. I spend a lot of money enrolling in self-improvement course, and I think the best thing I have done, it makes all the difference, and that's how I met you, and that's why we're here today. So we, as people, we should never stop learning, but we might ignore learning because we didn't have to, right? But it takes event like going through divorce force me to learn to grow. It forced me to face to face with yourself and think about things like, who am I? What is my purpose? What do I do? What do I want to do with my life, right? We might all had a moment like this before when we were young, but being a mother and a wife pushes all this stuff far away in the back because we're busy living day to day. So, yeah, it is a new uncharted waters for me. I want to know where am I going. I know it's utterly important because what I do during this time and what I became after this will not only affect the rest of my life, but also that of my children. I have my children. I want to raise them well, regardless my marital status. And I want it to be what I want. I want to provide a home for them. Always, as long as they have a mother, so I want to be their rock always in their lives. So
that's beautiful. Our kids always help us along the way if we also pay attention to them.
I know. And lastly, but not least, I would say take care of financing. I mean, it might be too late to think about it when you're already divorced. So, if anybody out there is still happily married, it's still advice, take care of finance. I have to say investment in real estate is what it made me viable financially to leave my husband. So in that regard, I mentioned I will be a soon published co-author. So there will be this sequel of your book, Nadine. It's called What's Money Got to Do with It, where I wrote a co-authored a chapter, talks about a little bit of my life's experience and the importance of taking care of your financing, especially via real estate, because of course I'm a realtor. I'm biased. So yeah.
I am so glad that you mentioned the point about finances and taking care of your finances. Even if you are married, like you said, there are things that you need to put in place for you. And yeah, see, there's a reason that I have you on this call. It's excellent. So it sounds like you've really worked on building and nurturing your self-esteem from what you've been telling. Is there anything else you want to add to what you would say to somebody about increasing their self-esteem through all of this?
Well, having a self-esteem is everything, really everything. If a person make bad choice, you know, end up in a bad situation, a lot of it, a majority of it, it would be self-esteem, right? When we are content and busy with our day-to-day life, we hardly have time nor the need to think about things like, you know, my own space, my own self, what I think of myself. We don't think about self-esteem because we're happy, right? We're happy and content, we're busy. But when your whole world you ever knew turn upside down, you really are forced to find grounds again, right? You disoriented. Where does everything you know fit in now? How do they fit in now? What is my role? Who I am? What are you going to do? How do you decide to stay or leave your marriage? What really matters and what don't? How do you decide on everything? So you have to find your ground, your space, your principle, the belief, the truth, you in yourself. You have to figure it out what really matters to you. So, you know, it's a confusing time and places. You're disoriented, whether or not finding your ground, finding your direction can make all the difference for you to make it or not make it. So there will be a lot of noises. People will say all sort of things, but you just have to follow your own heart. So I think it's important for everyone to be mindful about their own true self and space, not only for people that are stressed into life crisis. People should take care of self-improvement, take care of their own being, their self-esteem, their own living space, and they will benefit all their life for that.
Mm-hmm, so true. Mm-hmm. And you actually just segued into what I wanted to talk about next, and that was community. And you have mentioned it a few times now. You said the mastermind group is community, and your children and those people who are close to you are community. And I know that you spend a lot of time in the Chinese community as well. And the point that I want to bring up is that people think that working on self-esteem is a one-man job. It's an individual endeavor. But there's circumstances that always challenge our self-esteem, which you've spoken about. And then we feel like we have to start all over again to build it up. But there's also the positive external influences that bolster our self-esteem. Do you have anything that you want to add to that as far as community and building it and where you find community maybe?
Yeah, Nadine, you're absolutely right. It is not a one person job because you navigate into uncharted water. You try to find your grounding, your footing. You need feedback, right? If it's like if you're driving, I don't know, we all have all this experience driving in a whiteout in a blizzard. Is the most scary thing is not how slippery the road is. At least that's what I found. It is you don't have a reference. It's a whiteout. You don't know where you are. That's the most scary thing. So feedback community is very important. So again, I have to say, express my gratitude to you and my group. I came from China, Chinese community is a little bit different. Okay. Maybe it's a lot of different. I think it's a cultural thing. Divorce still a bit of a taboo. A very natural comment when people are talking about divorced women is something like, oh, it will be very hard for you to find another man at your age if you are divorced. So some people say that to me. So I have to admit, being vulnerable is challenging among my own people. And you might remember, I kept quiet of the fact that I'm separated from my parents for 2 years. I just didn't want to tell them. I didn't want them to worry about me. I didn't want them mostly to convince me, because I feel like it almost like being victimized, you know, trying to convince people my decision. Because I think it's a culture. Chinese culture values family a lot. So they almost everything, everybody's natural instinct is to convince you not to divorce, not to break up your family. But it goes back to what you said in the beginning. How do you be truthful to yourself? I mean, in this situation, everybody's a little bit different. Somebody stays. A lot of women stays because that's what they choose to. But you have to be truthful to yourself. For me, staying is worse than dying. So I have to leave. I found a group of you guys. So what I want to say is, ethnic group, your own community, your own culture, it really doesn't matter. Chinese, Muslim, white, black. It's what it really matters is find a community that really supports you, shares your belief, and be supported for you and be there for you, and not to judgment, not to put their own beliefs into you, put their word into your mouth, and that's most important.
And it was interesting that you said that it was almost like being victimized, because you become a victim of a divorce and then you're victimized all over again by what you thought was your community, and now you're going through two painful issues. And it's so important to find what your boundaries are. And if that means for you, you can stay in your community because it is something that you, it is normal to you because that is your background, or you need to sever it completely from your life. And whatever needs to happen, it is your boundaries that you're putting up.
Absolutely. Have some respect for yourself. I mean, you are the most important subject in that matter. It is your marriage. It's not your children's marriage. I mean, people say to me, you know, but no, he is a good father, things like that. I mean, everybody will, you know, and how can you leave your children without a father? I mean, to that, I would just say, you know, I found, you know, like being a secondary victim, divorced women are victimized this way by they have to defend their own decision among the people that they love. I think that's a very hard thing to do. I just tell them, you know, I don't see the value for my children to live in the house that the parents are constantly fighting. I don't think it's healthy. That's it. And if I don't survive, it's like the scenario when you are in a plane crash, for example, right? You know, mother's instinct is, well, I have to save my kids. And I often, whenever I'm traveling, I thought about it, right? But they tell you to put mask on yourself first. So save yourself first, then you can save your children. Because if you're not well, if you're gone, it won't do them any better. So, yeah, so all decisions will be, you know, I mean, it sounds selfish, but it really isn't, because it's your marriage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, I have to tell you that you have been an immigrant now and living in this country now for a long time, but still an immigrant having gone through that experience. And the way that you express yourself is very eloquent. Thank you for that. You have given many good phrases that people can hang on to help themselves get into their zone. And just one more thing about community, and especially when it's ethnic, you can, if you need to, sever yourself from that. But at the same time, it doesn't mean you have to let go of all the value and belief and wisdom that may have come from that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all integral part of you. You can't separate that, really. I mean, yeah.
Yes, that is true. So take what you need and get rid of the rest and find your space, your literal and your figurative space. And just before we go, Hong, can you please reiterate what the title of your book is and when it's going to be released?
Oh, yeah. And the title will be What's Money's Got to Do with It? It's a sequel of your book, What's Self-Love Got to Do with It? And it's going to be released next week, April the 30th. So exciting.
Oh, exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
So exciting.
Okay, well, thank you. I want to just give you a minute to tell people how they can contact you if they would like to, and then we'll sign off.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. I live in Calgary. I have a website. It's my name, hongwang.ca. And they can find me. Also, there will be links in this podcast, right? Yeah. Yeah. I'm always open. I'm always willing to help.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate everything that you said. And until episode 8, listeners, it's time to unleash your alpha. It's time to unleash your soul.
Now that Nadine has shared some tools to help you tap into your alpha zone and increase your self-esteem, it's time for you to take charge and live a powerful, confident life. If what Nadine has spoken about today resonated with you and you would like to explore more, Nadine invites you to schedule an appointment with her via her website at www.hatsoff.ca, spelled HATZOFF.ca. Thank you for listening. For more episodes, please visit the Tenacious Living Network at TLRStation.com.